I'm going to tell you really fast because I have it in front of me. I just, hold on, we lost feedback right now. Okay, I, Marta Vashnevstan, dependency of her, you stayed as father. I served as oldest personal assistant while she was in a sexual relationship with Corey Clark. That needs to be a little bit reworded. I want to, instead of saying something like that, I want to say that I served as a personal, not while she was, because it sounds like that they had a relationship for 3 years. Okay. You know, I worked for 3 years or whatever. That's what it sounds like. It needs to be reworded that I served as a personal assistant during the time that I've worked there. It needs to be reworded a little bit more, a little bit classier, saying that while I worked there, I've seen Corey on multiple occasions coming to her house. I came in one morning, I went upstairs, and by accident, I walked into the room and I saw them both in bed. Not naked.
That's better.
Because when you say that I saw them naked, they're going to ask me, how do you know they were naked? Exactly. You know, it just needs to be a classier, but I'm not the Bashnevsky on the penalty or whatever. I served as oldest personal assistant. During the time that I worked with her, I worked as her assistant dealing with Fremantle, Fox Television, and all her appearances, all her, from the limos to the this to that, I did everything. And while I was there, occasionally, or whatever words you want to use, would come to the house. He would eat there, he would stay there, he would be there all day long, he would come into my office, we'd chit-chat, we'd go smoke a cigarette, you know, you don't have to say smoke a cigarette, but you can say, and then I walked in on them, when I was going to wake up, all that to get her makeup done, or I'm just saying that for example, and I saw them in bed together. I cannot tell you if they were naked because they were going to say, how do you know that they were naked? But whatever. All I have to say is that I saw them bed together and you were getting asserted. Okay. Assert that Corey Clark was never at Polish Home. I know that this is not true because I was at Polish Home with Corey Clark. This just needs to be reworded and just, you know.
Okay.
Just written all right. A little bit differently. It needs to be professionally written, basically.
Okay, so number one, Pakash, just while I got you, because there's only five statements, so number one, while I have you on the phone, I served as Paula Abdul's personal assistant, and you want to end it there?
No, I served as Paula Abdul's personal assistant during the time I did her scheduling with Fremantle, Fox Night, what's 19 and American Idol? What's 19?
19 is Simon Fuller's company. That's the
I never dealt with them.
That's like that's the parent company of the franchise of Idol. They're the ones that created Pop Idol and all of that.
So okay, I don't think I dealt with 19 then.
Okay, I'll take 19.
Yeah, take them. Okay. Fremantle, Fox, American Idol production. Okay, you can just say, okay, I served as Paula Abdul's personal assistant. During the time that I worked for Paula, I worked with Fremantle, Fox, American Idol productions on behalf and directly for Paula at all times. I did everything for her. Okay. I interacted with and had access to Miss Paula's home. Don't put 24 hours, 7 days a week. You could just say I interacted and had access to Paula Abdul and her home.
Okay.
Yeah, and just leave it at that.
24 hours, 7 days a week. Is that relevant?
Take out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, because you know what I'm saying I'm interacting, but it's enough. Because when you go overboard, it's just, you know.
Yep.
In conjunction with my duties, I have the keys to Miss Fuller's home. In conjunction with my duties, you see, you're writing duties, keys, but they, and then it just needs to be, you know, when I write about what I do, and then I had access to her home, I had keys to enter the house. You can say that I had keys to enter the house.
Okay.
I was responsible. But also, I was responsible for scheduling as full as days and personal activities.
Okay.
I wouldn't say personal because I really had nothing to do with her personal stuff, but all of her scheduling, all of her media work, all of that, I scheduled all her makeup, all her this, all the limousines, all her scheduling, everything.
Can we say daily activities instead of personal?
Yeah, your daily activity, but it's just, I don't know if you can use activities, but it's just with lawyers, with all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
That's an activity. Is there another word for activity?
Her daily routines, her daily schedule. But I was also responsible for scheduling Miss Abdul's days and daily affairs.
Yeah, but Corey, when you rewrite this, you need to rewrite it that when you start writing something like this, then start as a personal assistant, what I did, what I did, and then go to the next subject, because this is all mixed up. It says that I was a personal assistant, I saw you guys naked in bed, that I had a sexual relationship, then I worked for Fremantle and this, and then I had keys to her house, and then I did her affairs. It all needs to be placed differently.
Okay.
You know, do you understand what I'm saying? That when you write something like this, start writing that I was a personal assistant, this is what I did, I worked for Fremantle, I did all her scheduling, I maintained all her personal and business affairs, you can write that. I maintained all her business and personal affairs. And then, numerous occasions when I was at Paula's house, Corey would come and go, or Corey would stay days over there. I came in one morning. I went upstairs to make sure that everything was, you know, whatever. Why did I go upstairs? I don't even remember.
It doesn't even matter. Yeah, you just went upstairs.
Her
bedroom was a big bedroom. You guys were in the spare bedroom, right?
Yeah, in the guest bedroom where she had me staying at. That's right.
You guys were in the guest bedroom, not in her bedroom.
That's right.
You guys were in the guest bedroom.
She never let me sleep in her bedroom with her. She always slept in the guest bedroom with me.
Right. And she had that little doggy thing that used to walk up to her bed,
the
right?
The doggy ramp, yep.
Right, I remember that. Do you remember that?
Yes.
So she used to sleep in the guest bedroom, and I entered the guest bedroom not knowing that she was sleeping over there. And that's when I saw them in bed. And when you say that I saw them in bed, if you were naked or not, it doesn't matter. Two people
it
did not lay in bed. And that's classier than saying, you know, sexual and, you know. So I, the assertion that Corey Carr had been made concerning his relationship with Paula did in fact take place. You can say that I know that it took place because I assume that when two people, you're right, I assume when two people are laying in bed together, then they're having a personal relationship, not sexual, personal.
So we put number one, putting that while she was in a personal relationship with Corey Clark.
No, the assumption that I came out of this, the assumption that I made out of this is they are in a somewhat in a personal relationship.
Okay.
Because, you know, nobody stays in bed when they don't have some kind of relationship, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you don't
have to say, I personally walked into the bedroom. Corey, not I personally. I walked into the bedroom where Mr. Clark and Miss Paula Abdul were in bed. But I personally walked in. Nobody else walked in but me.
Right, that's right.
You can say, I walked in.
Okay.
I walked in to the spare bedroom, because that's where you guys were, and I found Mr. Clark and Miss Paula Abdul in bed together.
Okay.
So my assumption is that they are having a personal relationship.
On one of these occasions, I walked in, you said.
It was by accident on more than one occasion. I, on behalf of Mr. paid for Clark. Wait, it was by accident and on more than one occasion, I, on behalf of Ms. Paula Abdul, paid for Corey Clark to take the Metro train. You know what, Corey? I also paid for your lunches.
Yeah, I know you did. I know you did. Shit, we put that in there too. Pay for
it. We went to Grand Ole City, didn't we?
Huh?
And I remember that I think we went to eat something or something. I don't even remember.
Yeah, because we didn't eat all day that day, and we were sitting there waiting for her to get done with that with the makeup people and Daniel, and she was crying and shit about her situation and was supposed to take me to the train station, and she didn't, so she had you take me, and we stopped, and we got lunch, and you got lunch for me, and then you got my train ticket for me.
You need to keep it clean, simple, and to the fact of just what I saw.
Right.
Why I stopped looking for her
is irrelevant.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And if they ask me, if they happen to, they want to know why, because I was just done, basically. 24 hours, 7 days a week, I was done.
Hell,
you know what? I had you.
But you know, that's cool.
Tell Kuba how crazy Paula Abdul was.
She was batshit crazy. She was like, you know, it was unnaturally crazy. Cause I mean, a lot, you know, everybody's got a little crazy to them, but like hers just seemed to be amplified, like by everything that she was involved in, and she had this attitude like, people should coddle her, but then she wanted everybody to, you know, fear her like she was, you know, like a gigantic dominatrix or something. Like, I'm fucking Paula Abdul. Who the fuck do you think you are? Like, it was the most asinine relationship or situation I had ever found myself in the middle of. And I actually regret it quite a bit nowadays. Like, you know, it's, I always tell people, they're like, they still ask me to this day, like, oh man, you were with Paula. That was good, right? I was like, man, that's one piece of ass I wish I could just give back, because it came with, attached with so much drama and backlash and just negative shit. That is something I wish I never fucking did, to be honest. Like, and that's hard to say, you know, like you grow up and you grow up watching a superstar that you're kind of a fan of, and then, you know, she's, you know, kind of decent looking, and then they start hitting on you. Like, that's supposed to be somebody's like dream come true, and that shit ended up being my worst fucking nightmare. It was crazy. It's not something that,
you know,
I would,
Corey, I want you to think about one thing you need to talk to your lawyer about.
Yes.
When they threw you out, why did they throw you out? Just tell me quick. Why did they throw you out?
They said that I didn't tell them about an arrest that had happened in my past, and I did tell them. That's another part of this case too, Prakash, that we just got evidence for during the lawsuit. Their statement that they said at the time in 2003 and what they've maintained publicly was that they disqualified me because I didn't tell them about a previous arrest. So number one, that statement is false, because we now have the documentation 12 years later that they've been concealing, showing specifically that I told them about the arrest and that they knew about it 3.5 months before they disqualified me. And also a month and a half before they hired me. So because the contract is under California law, you can't ask somebody in the state of California as an employer if they've ever been arrested. It's illegal. You can ask them if they've been convicted of a crime, which I had not been, but you cannot ask them if they've been arrested. So for 13 years, these fools have publicly maintained an illegal reason for disqualifying me. We have found out through the process of that discrimination lawsuit that this was not a real competition or a contest. Their lawyer, Daniel Petricelli, told the court in New York that this is a production, and it's a dramatization of a real-time singing contest that the producers control and pick who the alleged winners are going to be. We were paid once we got to the top 10, so we were actually employees. There's a whole lot of shit that they covered up that we found out. So what I thought and what I've always maintained since they got rid of me was that because I brought Howard Siegel in through Paula, the lawyer, to represent the top 10 of us against their contracts, it was 2 weeks after that they got rid of me and then came up with this reason about this arrest. I thought they were pissed off because she had said that Nigel and them were all trying to hit on her and sleep with her and shit, and she had turned them down. And I think once they found out that she was sleeping with me, they were like, what the fuck? Like, you're sleeping with this young black fool, but you don't want to sleep with us? Like, bitch, you are crazy. And they got rid of me. So it's been a very long, tumultuous cover-up. You know, Prakash, I didn't win or even be named the winner of the show that year. Like, I placed sixth and they disqualified me. And they've maintained a consistent defamatory smear campaign against me every single year after that. Every single year the show comes back up, they rehash the situation. They would compare me to other contestants on the newer seasons, saying this is why we're going to let this person stay. But Corey Clark, if you guys remember him, this is why this is why he's a piece of shit. We want to remind you guys how much of a piece of shit he is. So, you know, and then that started dribbling over into my ability to get a real job in the real world. You know, I went from entertainment to affecting my real life. You know, I went from, you know, I've never had to pick up trash before, and something like American Idol is supposed to springboard your career, not sink it. So after the show, I became homeless. I fucking was out there picking up trash in the snow and the fucking rain and shit after that with my old lady that I got married to, washing dishes and shit, and, you know, getting sucker punched in the face because of this shit, and ran up on and threatened. They were threatening my kids. It's been a crazy situation for me and my family based on what these fools have come out and publicly slandered me with. She had the ability, I think, to say something about that and stop it, or at least, you know, kind of stifle some of the bleeding. And she just sat back, you know, collecting her checks, doing her thing. I got my own record deal.
Tell your lawyer that they threw you out because of those reasons, but they kept on the show and she kept on making money.
Yeah, she kept on making, and not only that, but, you know, they got rid of her quietly a couple seasons later as well with the Cara Diaguardi chick. They brought her in for one season, and the both of them for Paula's last season, it was four judges all of a sudden, and then the very next season, Paula was gone. And they were claiming that, publicly, they were claiming that's because the producers of the show wouldn't negotiate her contract with her above $4 million, so she was supposed to be, like, the least paid personality on the stage, that Ryan Seacrest was the most, and the other judges were getting more money than her. And the lawyer I had at the time, James Freeman, he attributed that to the fact that they were probably busting her balls about having to cover for her in my relationship.
You need to ask for a public apology, Corey, a public apology.
Yes.
And whatever money you get.
You damn right. You damn right. That's part and parcel of it. You know what? They're not going to have to apologize after we turn in the declaration from you, Prakash, to be honest. They're going to have to break bread. They can keep their apology. Give us the bread. Your declaration will speak volumes for itself.
You need to ask them for, listen to me. It's not about just money. Listen to me, Corey. It's not just about the money. They have to publicly apologize for slandering your name.
I agree.
Because it's going to look like that you're just going after money and not your reputation.
Right.
Yeah, okay?
I would damn sure take a public apology. That would be wonderful.
You need to think about that, because when you get a public apology, you're getting money from all the lost time that because of what they've done.
That's right.
So when they publicly apologize to you and they reimburse you for 15 years of shit, then you got something out of it, and you need a public apology.
That'll be first and foremost, then. That'll be the first thing I ask for.
You have to, because when it's just about money, they're gonna slander you because you're going after just the money.
Right.
But you want a fucking public apology, and you want to be reimbursed for the last 13 years of your life, what they've done.
Damn right. I agree.
Okay? So you need to think about that.
No, there's nothing to think about. That's exactly what needs to happen. And I trust me, since 03, I've been going to all of the top lawyer offices. Gloria Allred, O'Melveny & Melveny out here, Schwartz & Lincoln out in New York.
Gloria?
Yes. Gloria said that she thought I had an amazing case, but she couldn't take it because she was representing one of the entities involved with Fox and American Idol. But if she wasn't, she said she would have taken the case and she would have slaughtered him, basically. But she told me not to give up as well. She personally was like, you don't give up on this case. This is a great case. I can't represent you because of my ties and my conflicts of interest with the defendant, because I already represent some of those people. But you have a great case, and you need to make sure that you find an attorney that will represent you and take this through to the end. I've been to all of them. All the big ones were like, we got some kind of tie with somebody, or you need like $250K. All the small ones were like, scared of it, mostly to take it on a contingency, or they were like, oh, we'll take it for 60K. Either way, I didn't have it, so I had to find somebody that was willing to do it on a contingency, and I knew that it had to be a slam dunk case in order for a lawyer to put that much time and effort and work into it. So it's a good case.
I hope it's a good lawyer who just doesn't go to waste. Honey, I gotta cut it short because Cooper's mother keeps calling and don't know why.
Okay. Okay.
So you know what to do in the declaration, right?
Yes, yes. Taking out sexual relationship, putting personal, taking out...
No, not personal. You have to say that, you have to reword it. I don't know why your lawyer is not doing this, but you. I don't get that. It's because, okay, it says I served as Paula's assistant. When you say that I served as Paula's personal assistant, then you have to say, I served as Paula's personal assistant during the time I worked in tandem with Fremantle, Fox, American Idol Productions on behalf of directly with Paula's time. That you start with what I did, and then I had access to her home. I had keys to her house. Went into the spare bedroom and I found Corey Clark and Paula Abdul in bed together. Not nude, not sexually active, but in bed.
Okay.
Okay? You need to reword it. He needs to fix it, Corey, not you.
He will. I just, you know, to be honest, because it's just him as a solo practitioner, I do a lot of shit with the cases to just take notes, pass them along to him so that he can get it and then condense it into what it needs to be.
You know what? Fix it. Do me a favor. Fix it and send, before you write it in this kind of way, send it to me as a regular email or whatever. Okay. Let me copy and paste and I'll make my changes and send it back.
Okay, sweetie. I can do that.
But don't send it because I want to be able to get in there and change it. So send it to me, not on in a document, just send it to me directly to my email as written. If I want to change something, I'll write it myself. Okay?
No problem.
Okay, Corey, I got to get off the phone because his mother has called him, I think, 10 times. And I don't know why she's calling so late.
It's okay.
So write it up, send it to me. I'll look at it first thing in the morning. If I want any changes, I'll make them myself, send it back to you, and then you can put it into the declaration, okay?
You got it, sweetie. Thank you so much, Prakash.
All right. No problem.
You got
okay, honey.
Good night.
All right. Tomorrow. All right. Bye-bye.